Many scientific discoveries have become more accessible to the public through the artist's hand. Milwaukee resident Mary Reynolds says sometimes the artist can go where the photographer can't.
Let's say you're reconstructing something, like say an animal from fossil records or things like that, so no one has ever had a chance to see it or photograph it.
Reynolds says science illustrators have to do a lot of research.
You may be a scientist yourself and have a lot of scientific background, but you'll be teamed with a scientist or a group of people, and you'll be studying these records and making determinations on how you think something might have looked in the past, and then reconstructing that. It's very demanding. You have to be very accurate.
Reynolds says there are many other types of science illustrations, including those for medical or science textbooks, signage for a nature preserve, or drawings of botanical life. Reynolds is setting up a natural science art exhibition at the UW-Madison campus this week. Among the artists featured is Steve Buchanan, who has drawn many stamp designs for the U.S. Postal Service, including ones of tropical flowers, insects, and spiders. Later this month, the National Convention of the Guild of Natural Science Illustrators will take place in Madison. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.